This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. Trying to define the Akron sound of the late 1970s can be difficult. The era saw bands mixing everything from jazz to punk to bluegrass, and the Akron Sound Museum is collecting artifacts that tell the story of the city's music scene. Calvin Reidbaum grew up in Northeast Ohio. As a teen in the late 70s, he would sneak into Akron clubs like the Crypt and the Bank to experience the city's music scene.
I mean, the Bizarros and Devo and Tin Huey, Unit 5 and the Rubber City Rebels, none of them sound anything alike. They were just a bunch of creative people around the same age who just had it with corporate spoon-fed album rock, you know, on the radio. And they all maybe took different paths, but they all did something very different.
Earlier this year, Reidbaum wrote a book on the Akron sound, which grew out of his previous book on Akron history. Now he's established a physical space for the Akron Sound Museum inside the Bomb Shelter Vintage Store in Middlebury. A large air conditioner cools the space, which is about the size of a one-car garage. The pieces on display are constantly changing, and right now include a well-worn acoustic guitar with pieces missing.
This is from Tracy Thomas of Unit 5, and whenever she would write a song and finish it, she'd write.
He'd write the title on the body of the guitar.
Right. I don't know how far back it goes, but, you know, quite a few years. My favorite thing, Rod Firestone of the Rubber City Rebels sent us a pair of pants made of inner tubes that he used to wear on stage.
And they still have the valve stems.
Yep.
That connection to the city's rubbery history is a big part of what drove the music in that era, according to Reidbaum.
There's the fact that Akron was a dirty, dingy place that was very working class, and for the most part your only option was to follow your mom or dad into Firestone, Goodyear, Goodrich. That's the breeding ground for punk rock.
A lot of that music was documented by Clone Records. The Akron-based label put out just 16 discs, which are still sought after today. A full collection was gifted to the Akron Sound Museum by Nick Nicholas, lead singer of the Bizarros. Nicholas says once the museum has more space, he might have some rare posters and recordings to donate. But there's one item he hopes turns up someday, which has a lot to do with Akron music, but not punk rock.
When I was still in college, David Allan Coe came out of prison and started his country life, you know, as a singer, and he drove around Akron in an old hearse. I think that'd be cool to have that, you know. Yeah, the Rock and Roll Hall Museum had Janis Joplin's Porsche. You know, we should have David Allan Coe's hearse.
Coe was a hit on the country charts, but on the pop charts, one of the most enduring Akron sound hits came from the Waitresses. Guitarist Chris Butler wrote and produced I Know What Boys Like as a side project to his work in the band Tin Huey. He says the Akron Sound Museum is lucky since so many people in Northeast Ohio are pack rats.
Someone just posted on Facebook that they found a waitress's poster for JB's in their mother's closet. Maybe there's a corollary to the scene that people had a great time at these shows and kept set lists and memorabilia. I think that there's plenty of stuff out there, and little by little it's trickling over to the Akron Sound Museum.
Butler says he hopes venues such as Hive Mind and the organizers of the Porch Rocker Music Festival are all saving posters and artifacts now for the museum in the future. Calvin Reidbaum says he's always on the lookout for what to add from more recent acts such as the Black Keys.
Pat Carney's emailed us back and forth about some things. We have some Red Sun Rising posters, some DIY CDs that they put out when they were playing in bars as teenagers that aren't even part of their discography. We never want to be seen as an oldies museum because that's not what we are.
I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.